In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've all had the situation where we've not recognised someone when they are out of context. And if we're not expecting to see one, it often takes us a while to tune in. We were on holiday in Sorrento a couple of years ago, and we heard across the foyer of the hotel, "Abigail, Abigail." Now, clearly there weren't many Abigails around other than our daughter, and it just turned out to be one of Abigail's best friends from school, who on a whim, her parents had booked a holiday to Sorrento, to the same hotel as we were staying at, and of course we were completely unawares. One that seems to be a product of age is when you hear something like this, "It's you, isn't it?" To which we might reply, "Well, yes, it is. But who are you? Can you give me a clue?" If we've not seen someone for a while, we tend to hear one of two things. We tend to hear, "Oh, you've not changed a bit." Or the more difficult, "I didn't recognise you. You look so good." And when people are wearing something different than usual, it just makes it harder. One I had not too long ago was, "You can't be the vicar, you're wearing cycling clothes." "Why?" "Because I cycled." Many times when we're preoccupied, we're not very aware. What you might call in our own little world, not seeing and hearing the signs around us. My mother would always call it selective deafness with my father. He was actually nearly deaf in one ear, mind. At times, and we're seeing it a lot at present, undoubtedly Jesus is being made manifest without us seeing. The thing is, as much as we may be going looking for God, I have to say, and I'm rubbish at finding things in general that I'm looking for, there definitely is something called man-looking. Even though we're looking, our efforts at spotting God can be quite poor. Often we'll have prayed for things that have come to fruition, and we just say, "Well, it must be coincidence." Perhaps this is what the risen Christ is saying to us with the phrase, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe." Fortunately, the story of God's salvation history is not about how good we are at finding, discovering, and recognising Jesus. But it is of Christ as the Good Shepherd, tirelessly looking for the missing sheep until they are found. For those of us who have eyes to see and ears to hear the risen Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah is always available, and through some gesture or activity that we may do in Christ's name, those who don't know the Lord will have their eyes opened. You only have to phone someone unexpectedly to see that made manifest. And we can all do that in lockdown. In fact, we can do that old-fashioned thing of writing a letter. In a simple way, it just shows love, fellowship, and compassion. I think Jesus would definitely approve. The glorious thing is that, as with the road to Emmaus, the risen Lord walks at our speed. There's no need for a fast track, as Jesus walks at the speed of the slowest. He puts his arm around us and says, "Let me walk with you and explain." The two disciples, Cleopas and probably his wife Mary, are walking into the sunset. The sun is literally going down on them and on their hopes and aspirations. Yet in the breaking of the bread, they recognise the risen Lord. And in many small ways, we can make that happen for others today and during the coming week. Christ walked with these who were not members of the inner circle, and revealed himself to them. In the kingdom, all are worthy, There is no inner circle, just those who follow Christ. That's a reassurance, because if you ever feel remote from the Lord, or indeed worry that someone you know is remote from the Lord, the Lord will find you, but we may not immediately recognize it as such. So the walk into the fading light of no hope becomes the joy of knowing the risen Lord. That's the joy that turns us around to take that joy back out into the darkness to tell everyone. We, in common with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, at times have sorrows, confusion, disillusionment and despair. And many are feeling that, and feeling it very deeply with the additional pressure of current circumstances. But there is something incredibly precious, knowing that Christ is walking with us. There is a supreme hope that Christ is walking with us in our darkest times that simply cannot be overlooked. At times like this, we are often looking for answers, when his desire is that we have the answer. Himself. He knows what is required for each of us to reach that place of joy and peace in him. And what an example we have in the Road to Emmaus account. Where two or more are gathered together, there he is in the midst of us. As we are gathered in spirit to celebrate the presence of Jesus the Christ in our spiritual communion, let us remember the radical transformation of pain to joy, the transformation through our risen Lord that turns the darkness into the world, into the light of the kingdom. And the light is shining brightly all around, through the Christ light in each of us. And this is the assured gift of the Holy Spirit that turns all our sunsets into expectant sunrises. Blessings to all of you. As the hymn says, may you experience amazing grace this week. Amen.